You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Tuesday, and so commentator Gary Joyner is with us now. Today, he trains his historical lens on Camp Ruston, a World War II POW camp.
When baby boomers hear the term World War II POW camp, some may think of Stalag 17 or Stalag Luft 3 of the Great Escape fame, or even the funny but not very historical Stalag 13 of Hogan's Heroes. We know Allied prisoners were held in Europe, but how many realize that the reverse was true? The Allies captured tens of thousands of prisoners who couldn't easily be kept in combat zones, so they were exported from Europe to the United States, including into our region. That's right. German and Italian prisoners were brought to North Louisiana's Camp Ruston in Lincoln Parish near Grambling. While unremarkable in layout, it is remarkable for some of the noted prisoners it held. They included members of Field Marshal Erwin Rommel's Africa Corps, as well as Italian prisoners captured in North Africa by General George Patton's Third Army. Perhaps the most famous was a group whose capture was associated with one of the turning points of World War II. Hitler's high command believed that U-boat U-505 was sunk in the North Atlantic. In fact, it was captured and secretly removed to the U.S. with its captain and crew sent to Camp Ruston, far from any chance of escape. Why was the capture of this U-boat so important? The U-boat held Germany's top-secret code-breaking machine, Enigma. With the capture of Enigma, the Allies were able to decipher the German naval codes and saved thousands of lives of Allied sailors. This helped turn the tide of the war for the Allies, but that is another story. The old administration building at Camp Ruston was constructed in 1942 on 770 acres, about 7 miles northwest of Ruston, and, at its peak, held 4,315 prisoners. What made this site well-suited for a POW camp? During the war, the government placed these camps in places that would afford little chance of escape, places with an appropriate transportation system to move the prisoners in and out, and certainly with ease by rail and occasionally by road. Camp Ruston was a good fit. It was remote, far away from metropolitan areas, yet it was located near Highway 80, a major link between the East and West coasts. It was also near the primary railroad trunk line between the southeastern U.S. and Southern California. The same things that contributed to the success of the timber industry in North Louisiana also worked for prisoner transport. Exactly what did these prisoners do while in Louisiana? Among other things, the captives built the buildings in which they lived, and some of the brick walls still exist today. Many worked on local farms and businesses, picking cotton, building roads, cutting trees, and performing other tasks to alleviate the war-related labor shortage. They also participated in crafts and athletic activities, and the POWs organized an orchestra, a theater, and a library. When I was a student at Louisiana Tech, my geography advisor, Ralph Pierce, told me that he grew up near Arcadia and sometimes sneaked away from home to look through the barbed wire, hoping to see the Germans of the Africa Corps. As a young boy, that seemed to bring the war closer to home. Obviously, people who lived near the site knew about the camp, but in a time of great peril, no one bragged about it. My personal contact with Camp Ruston came when I studied astronomy at Louisiana Tech. The coursework allowed me to visit the observatory on starry nights, and I recall being told that it was the site of the old POW camp. Indeed, I learned that the observatory itself was built on the foundation of one of the barracks. As a history major, that provided a tactile connection to history and gave me an even greater enjoyment of both my chosen career and the study of astronomy, a perfect example that history matters.